By now, most everyone is familiar with Extensible Business Reporting Language, or XBRL. Like the tags of Hypertext Markup Language, or HTML, which is the basis of the World Wide Web, XBRL tags allow for the display and manipulation of large data sets of numerical data. Both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation are in the second year of a three-year pilot project to have large-scale corporate financials tagged with XBRL.
About 20% of the total assets, about $35 trillion right now in assets, are reported out of about an estimated $180 trillion in the U.S.
That's Mark Bolgiano with the nonprofit XBRL U.S. Labs, a group that sets the standards for the use of XBRL in this country. Along with the SEC and FDIC Regulatory Financials Pilot Program, there's also a push to have financial data for all federal agencies marked up in XBRL to provide the same transparency and analytical ability for those numbers. One of the biggest proponents of possible XBRL use in agency financials is Danny Werfel, Comptroller of the Office of Management and Budget and Director of the Office of Federal Financial Management. Following his keynote speech at the Association of Government Accountants Internal Control and Fraud Conference, Werfel told Federal News Radio the use of XBRL in agency financials is, at best, currently a work in progress.
I think we're certainly committed to data standardization and allowing for tools like XBRL to take hold and provide us efficiencies in how we approach data management. Our approach is not to look at it in terms of, you know, should we be deploying XBRL or this solution or that. Our approach is how can we prepare the government more effectively to leverage the tools that are emerging in the private sector and in other environments. So our focus is on the underlying data itself. How are our accounts structured? How do we have an appropriate taxonomy and the appropriate data definitions? And when we've talked to stakeholders and to Congress and to others, you know, we've said let's form a partnership around the underlying data structures and standardizing them, and then look at all the different suites of tools that are available and start to leverage them effectively.
So it's not quite ready yet. It sounds to me like you're saying that there's a lot of groundwork that needs to be done before that that can happen. What are in particular some of the challenges that you're aware of in terms of being able to use XBRL as a tagging schema for government financials?
In some cases, we have data architecture and data taxonomy in place in certain activities where it can be used today. And I think you referenced SEC and others where that is occurring. The question is to broaden the use of these types of data tagging tools and to improve, again, our overall data management. It's really about looking at those areas where they do have those robust data structures in place as a best practice and looking for other areas to expand that type of robust data standards and data taxonomy. And in places, for example, like basic accounting and financial statement reporting, we're not there yet. We have more work to be done. In the area of, for example, collecting information from grantees on how they're spending their money and the performance with their money, that's an area that with greater data standards, that it'll open our ability to manage the overall data portfolio more effectively. So it's really about expanding in smart ways into new areas and activities where we can improve the underlying data structure that we have to enable these types of seamless data exchanges. The important thing is we have success in some areas of government to build on.
From where you sit, how long before we might see one of the first implementations, either in a very small incremental way or in a very large way, of XBRL?
I think it's a continuously moving process. I don't think we're starting with a blank sheet of paper. I think we have agencies and activities underway that are exploring data tagging solutions and looking how to incrementally improve their data structures to avail themselves of these tools. In some cases, they'll avail themselves of these tools in a somewhat limited way but important way, and over time, they'll get more and more out of these tools going forward. But it's not something that turns on overnight. it's a progression, and I think as a government we're moving forward, but I think there's a lot of interest in accelerating those efforts, and OMB is certainly interested in looking at those.
Elsewhere in the federal government, another federal official is quietly laying the groundwork for the use of another form of structured data for an information exchange system in one of the government's largest agencies. Donna Roy is executive for information sharing with the chief information officer at the Department of Homeland Security. She heads up DHS's efforts surrounding NEEM, the National Information Exchange Model.
NEEM's a program, I like to call it a model that's built for the people by the people, because NEEM is not a federal standard. NEEM is developed by state and locals, and it's a model used for providing data context for data as it moves in between systems, so data in motion and context for that data in motion. And it is used in the 50 states. It is used in approximately 18,000 police departments, approximately 120,000 first responders. It's now being used in open data initiatives in HHS's health IT and meaningful use. So it's gotten broad adoption and is used probably in 60 to 75% of the federal agencies today.
Roy explains why there's so much ongoing interest in NEEM, XBRL, and structured data in general within her agencies.
So the challenge to me of structured data is that it's actually the smallest part of our data in the federal government, and yet it's the one deeply embedded in the oldest systems. And so in the Department of Homeland Security, I would say that over half of our data sets are in old EPSIDIC mainframes, where the data description sits in COBOL definitions, you know, embedded in your programs. And so getting that structure out, getting it sort of in a way that is mobile and movable and understood by people who the programmer, the original programmers, didn't understand would even have a need for it is the biggest challenge that we've got today.
That's Donna Roy with the Department of Homeland Security speaking to the recent Gov 2.0 summit. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.